Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.
David Sterrett is the editor-in-chief for the Quarterly Review of Film and Video, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, Robin Hood Radio's very own critic, guide to all things cinematic. He joins us weekly. We are always grateful. The films are Borat's subsequent movie film, David Byrne's American Utopia, and Totally Under Control. A perfect sentence, in my view. Hi, David. How are you?
Certainly is. Okay, Jill, how are you doing this week?
Will not complain.
Ah, good. All righty. Well, because I've got plenty to say. First of all, I think that we should spend most of the rest of today's episode by simply giving the full title of the new movie by Sacha Baron Cohen and others. And here it comes. Okay. Borat's subsequent movie film, Delivery of Prodigious Bribe to American Regime for Make Benefit Once Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. So that's pretty funny already. And I will say to start out with that if I were myself from Kazakhstan, or if I were living in Kazakhstan, or if I had anything particular to do with Kazakhstan, I would probably not be very happy with this movie, which makes a lot of fun of that poor nation. But it makes a whole lot more fun of our poor nation. It's very, very much a satire on a whole lot of current American things that are going on. And of course, we kind of knew that already. So this is, of course, I guess it's sort of a sequel in its own kind of a way to the first Borat movie, which came back way back in 2014, which is really quite remarkable. My time flies when you go to the movies a lot. It's been a whole lot of time has gone under the bridge since then. And so I'm surprised that it took this long, because the first Borat movie got a lot of press and was quite popular and all of that. But yeah, Sacha Baron Cohen has various other things that he's been doing, so I guess he was in no great hurry. I will mention that he is also this very year, in fact, he's competing with himself, because he is in another movie, certainly not a movie by him, but he is playing a dramatic role in another movie right now, The Trial of the Chicago 7, where he plays Abbie Hoffman. Now, Abbie Hoffman, of course, was one of the pranksters of that very real-life situation. Anybody who's not familiar with The Trial of the Chicago 7, which we actually talked about recently on the show, it's a docudrama, a fictionalized version of The Trial of the Chicago 7, people who were put on trial for disrupting the Democratic Convention back in 1968. And Abbie Hoffman was one of the pranksters, one of the tricksters of that very serious event. And that's who Sacha Baron Cohen very appropriately plays in The Trial of the Chicago 7. But now he is back to his usual comic hijinks in the Borat movie, Borat subsequent movie film. And it's exactly what one might expect. And I think it works very well on its own terms. Sacha Baron Cohen is credited as one of the writers, along with a bunch of other people. The movie was directed by Jason Wolliner. And we have, once again, Borat, who is supposedly a journalist who comes on a mission from the premier of Kazakhstan to America. He's supposed to do certain things, and the subtitle of the movie tells you a lot about that. And the important thing is, in the beginning of the movie, he's in Kazakhstan, and he's about to set out on his journey. And the important thing is that this time he has his daughter along. Her name is Tutar, and she is played very wonderfully by Maria Bakalova, who is actually in her 20s, and the daughter is supposed to be a teenager. And we have the two of them traveling around, and Borat is giving her all kinds of wisdom and teaching her the ropes and helping her understand things. And of course, everything that he says is completely wrong. So that's an amusing sort of a relationship. But what the Borat movies, both of them now, are most famous for, I suppose, is the way that Borat wangles his way into situations where he does not belong. That is, the fictional character does, and so does, of course, the actor playing him, and then has interactions with people which are at least presumably not rehearsed, are very spontaneous, and he is pranking these people or punking these people. And we have this happening a number of times in the movie. Most famously, and this is, of course, what the new Borat movie is getting most of its press for, Rudolph Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City and great supporter of Trump and all of that. And Sacha Baron Cohen has a lot in for Trump, and there's a lot of anti-Trump stuff in this movie. And one of the most memorable episodes of that is when he gets into the company of Rudolph Giuliani. And he and his daughter do a whole lot of pranking on an apparently unsuspecting Giuliani, who does not come off very well. Now, in fact, pretty much everything that I've seen or read or heard about Giuliani over these recent years, he never comes off very well. He has turned into a pretty unsavory character, it appears. That's just my personal opinion, folks. And this movie really, really, really makes him into something of a laughingstock, which I think myself is really quite appropriate and not all that hard to do. But again, there's a lot of political stuff in this movie. It's a very political movie, and it happens to go along very nicely with my politics. So I'm perfectly happy about that. Is it funny? I found parts of it just hilarious, always in a silly way, often in a stupid way. It's just a movie that pushes my buttons and makes me laugh a lot of the time. Some of the stuff doesn't work at all, but oh my goodness, I really did find Borat's subsequent movie film to be a pretty funny thing. Again, it's very, very, very silly. To the extent that it's serious, it's that it's operating as a satire of a whole lot of current politics, which I think deserves satirizing. But it's very silly. But it has a very serious subtext, very serious undertone, very serious implications. And again, it really made me laugh. So yeah, if you can handle a whole lot of vulgarity and don't mind a whole lot of silliness, I really do recommend Borat's subsequent movie film. It's pretty amusing in its own way. And again, it has a very serious kind of undertone to it, which I think is very appropriate. Our second movie also has a lot to do with entertainment and with politics, and it is David Byrne's American Utopia. And I talked about this a bit briefly, Jill, when I was talking about this year's largely online edition of the New York Film Festival, where this film was featured. Way back in 2018, David Byrne, and I sometimes find with my students, they don't know people who I would assume that they would know. David Byrne was the lead singer and sort of leader of the rock band Talking Heads many years ago. In 2018, way back 2 long years ago, he put out an album called American Utopia, and did very well. And then the following year, last year, he put together a stage show based on the album, where he performed the album and did some other things as well. And now that has been made into a movie, which is streaming everywhere, so it's very easy to see. And the movie was made by Spike Lee. Spike Lee, I think, is one of the great American filmmakers, and I got to say that right out. He has made some bad movies, but he's made some masterpieces too, and his overall career has been absolutely astonishing, especially for a black filmmaker, for a minority group filmmaker in the totally white-controlled American film industry. He has just created and sustained a major career over decades, and he is still going strong, and I think he is an absolutely wonderful figure in American culture, especially, of course, in American film. So he has done this before. He's taken stage shows and made them into very effective movies, and he really does that with David Byrne's American Utopia. The movie is very modestly directed, as the stage show is kind of very modestly staged. The colors go from gray to sort of pale pastels. They're not showy. They're not flashy. They don't knock your eye out, and then back to gray again. The costumes, I think, are interesting, but again, they're nothing fancy. They're nothing ostentatious or meretricious. They're just everything sort of nice. The choreography is very sort of minimalist, but I think very effective if you watch it. It just sort of gets under your skin. It's very nice. And of course, above all, the music is nice. I no longer am the great rock music fan that I was many years ago in my youth, but I've always respected what David Byrne does. He's very experimental in a lot of ways, but he also just comes up with a lot of nice songs, a lot of nice melodies. And by the way, just as a sort of, as a performer, as an onstage persona, you know, he sort of looks like a nice older guy in this movie. He doesn't look like a rock star, but he sure knows what he's doing as a rock star. And I think he just does a splendid job of fronting this concert. Now, I said before that this movie also has a good deal to do with politics, and it does, especially when it gets near its later stages. It has a lot of sort of very positive things to say about America. It's called, after all, American Utopia. He wants us all to vote, which, by the way, I think is an excellent idea. And he wants us all to be progressive and to be, to get beyond our biases and our prejudices and our bigotries and things like that. And he says that in a bit of message mongering near the end of the movie. And I think it's just fine. Again, it's in a good cause. It certainly goes along with my view of America. And this is not overall a heavily political movie. It's overall a heavily musical movie. But there is that political message near the end. And again, it couldn't be more constructive. And that's a nice thing about David Byrne's persona these days. I think as a persona, he just wants to be, I think, constructive. He's not shouting at us. He's not hectoring us. His music doesn't do that. His messages don't do that. But he gets across his point of view. And I think he does it in very nice ways. But above all, I found David Byrne's American Utopia to just be a nice movie that I really enjoyed watching. That doesn't go for a lot of music that I hear these days. I don't always enjoy it, today's pop music. But this, I found it very enjoyable. And I think that people who remember David Byrne from his glory days with Talking Heads, and newcomers who are just discovering his music, I think everybody will have a nice time with this movie. Very, very beautifully done by Spike Lee, and very, very beautifully done by David Byrne. Our final movie for today is the most political of them all. Yes, all three of our movies, that's our theme for this week, political films, I guess, but to different degrees. And Totally Under Control is an actual documentary. It's not sort of a phony documentary like the Borat movie. It's a real documentary. And it was made by a very major documentary maker. It was made by, directed by Alex Gibney in conjunction with two other directors, Ron Harutyunyan and Suzanne Hellinger. So three directors for this one movie, which is a little over 2 hours long, and it's a straightforward documentary, and it is all about the current coronavirus crisis and how it started, where it came from. Yes, it came from China, and how it developed, and how our federal United States government utterly has failed right up through the present moment to control it. And what we have in the movie is more than once we hear President Trump saying his line, "It's totally under control," which of course we know is absolutely, totally not true. So that is the great irony of the title of this movie, and that's the basic underlying fact of this movie. So again, it's a very political film. And it is not, I would say, an anti-Trump movie, but it is an anti-government failure movie. And it shows how the American government has totally failed by comparison with a whole lot of other countries who have, if not kept it totally under control, have kept it under partial control a whole lot better than the American government has. So that is really what this movie spends about 2 hours demonstrating very, very persuasively. The movie was finished, I guess, a few months ago. There's a text at the end that appears printed on the screen about Trump's own diagnosis with COVID-19, so that's not covered in the acknowledged at the end. And of course, we know that he apparently recovered from that. But the movie is almost, if up to date, and no movie can be totally up to date because movies get made and then into the world, and in its own way, very balanced view of how this whole thing has developed. And we see how this virus first came into the world, out of the East, apparently, and then came into the West, and how it began in the United States, and how there was a whole, began on the West Coast of the United States in the Pacific Northwest, and how there was a whole lot of denial about that, and about how it spread and spread, and there was more and more denial, and then it spread and spread and spread, and there was even more denial. And we kept hearing, even as the infections and the hospitalizations and the deaths all came up and up and up, how it was totally under control, we kept hearing from the government, which of course was ignoring a whole lot of its own public health experts. So that's really what this movie is about. And I must say, I have just read within the past couple of days about how the federal government actually put out a statement that one of its accomplishments under Trump has been ending the coronavirus plague, even though the coronavirus plague is now having spikes, which are bringing all of its measures, infections and hospitalizations and deaths, to some of the highest levels they've ever had. So, and yet we're still being told, okay, they've conquered it. It's totally under control. So the title of this movie could not be better chosen. It's a harrowing movie. It's a very serious, straightforward documentary full of facts and figures and talking heads. But you're going to learn a lot from it, and it's going to give you a good picture. And again, I think in its way, it's a very balanced movie. It does not come out of any great political bias. It just wants to give the facts. And I think the facts themselves have a very powerful political message to give us, especially in this election season. So I totally recommend that everybody see Totally Under Control. Whatever your feelings are now about the coronavirus infestation, this movie will teach you a lot about it and maybe help you to understand it better. So that is my somewhat politicized election coming up story this week, Jill.
For which we thank you as ever. David Sterrett, Films in Focus, the films Borat Subsequent Movie Film, David Byrne's American Utopia, and Totally Under Control.